Yesterday we thought about Hope and Weeping by the Rivers of Babylon, made into a hit song in 1978 by Boney M. Another Old Testament passage from the same period was made into a song written some 50 years earlier than that by James Weldon Johnson and his brother J. Rosamond Johnson, and first recorded by a group called the famous Myers Jubilee Singers. It's called Dem Dry Bones. You might recognize another prophet here, Ezekiel this time, with his vision in chapter 37 of a valley filled with dry bones. In a vision, God tells Ezekiel to command the bones to come back to life, which they do. The bones come together, joined by tendons. They're covered in flesh, but there's something missing. Then they stand up, but there's still something missing, and they wail, "Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off." Now we know what is missing. Hope. This passage isn't about resurrection and going to heaven when you die. It's about a nation that has undergone a disaster being restored. Yesterday we were thinking about God announcing to the exiles hanging on for dear life in a foreign land far away that they were going home. But as other parts of the Old Testament show, when they got back, things were tough. Read, for example, the book of Nehemiah, which Bishop David McClay is using in his Lent talks in the Diocese of Down and Dromore. If things were tough, and not at all what they'd been hoping for in their new normal, it's not difficult to hear them saying, "Our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off." To which you might expect God to say, "Stop moaning. Pull yourselves together and get on with it." But in Ezekiel chapter 37, God's words are not of rebuke, but of promise. "I'll open the graves you're still lying in. I'll bring you out and give you new hope." I wonder if there's some sort of parallel with what we're going through at the moment. If I'm right, two questions bubble to the surface that are worth pondering. The first is this. In what ways are we still pessimistic about the future? Perhaps being overwhelmed by the thoughts of all that money the government has borrowed in the past year being paid back. How on earth is that going to be possible without yet more hardship? And here's the second question. If God is still in the business of restoring hope to peoples that have none left, what sort of difference would it make if we really do God rather than ignore him? But please forget about a little bit more religion and a few really eloquent prayers. It surely has to go far deeper than that.